I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
And on this episode, as with every episode, we'll do our best to answer your questions. But before we get to that, Dad, what was the answer to last week's big clue?
The answer was the seven of of hearts.
Can you explain?
I can explain.
Why?
So it was seven swans swimming.
Ah, yeah.
And it was a broken holiday house was Heartbreak Hotel.
Ah, there you go.
So there you go. So they were both from songs, and I only said the second one was from a song. So it was a bit misleading.
Let's see if people got it. I think some people did. I checked, yeah, some people were accurate. I got a couple of messages on Twitter. Well done, y'all.
Yeah.
I liked Ryder's sage nod when you explained it. Ryder gave like
a what?
Yeah.
When Dad explained the card clues, you gave like a, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
What was your color, Ryder?
It was hot pink.
Did anyone get that?
I don't think anyone did. If you did, I'm sorry. I can't see it. I'm checking the Discord and Twitter and it didn't seem like anybody got it. Well done. Well, no. I was going to be like, well done, Rides, but actually the point is for people to get it. All right. So our first question comes from FFS, I guess, on the Discord. FFS says, I'm on the last year of...
I'm not doing a card.
Oh, yeah. Today. Crap. Sorry. Dad, can we get today's card, clue?
Okay. This is today's clue, but really the clue's in the second half of the... is in the second half of the statement. All right.
Okay.
So the Richmond Football Club. I can't.
Yeah.
You can have a lot of gaps to edit out, Jack.
Sorry. No, I can't do it.
Later.
I'll do it later.
All right.
I'll come back there. Halfway through, I'll do one.
Yeah. Well, look, at some point, Dad, I'll just chalk us with the question in the middle of it. Have you got a color for us, Rides?
I do. It feels mallow.
Oh, chill.
It sounds like the ocean.
Ooh.
Tastes like flavored ice.
Okay.
And smells like vanilla.
Tastes like flavored ice and smells like vanilla is an interesting.
Well,
that feels
I know they're very different.
I'm intrigued. Well, if you can guess them, good luck. Post it on the Discord or tweet it at me or put it on the Facebook group. So our first question comes from FFS on the Discord. They say, I'm on my last year of an economics degree and I want to be a fat cat millionaire in the city like Gordon Gekko in Wall Street. Oh. Big fan that they've capitalized city. Big fat cat millionaire in the city. Not even a named city.
Yeah,
that's good.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know anyone in that world and lots seem to rely on who you know. How do I get onto the ladder and start my rise to dominance? How do you become a fat cat millionaire quickly in the world of business? Well, I think the obvious answer is you step on the heads of everybody else.
Or think of something new.
Ah, yeah. What a great piece of advice. Like, think of something new. That's all you got to do. Because
well,
it's just such a hard thing to do.
Think of something new that hasn't been done before and then make it.
Yeah. But like,
does this person want to become a fat cat on the stock market?
I suppose so. They want to be
just
like
the business world.
They want to be like Gordon Gekko in Wall Street. So I think they just look
like Gordon Gekko
from Greed is Good, whatever that movie is.
I got a little tip that just might help you.
Yeah, okay.
Right. talk fast.
Yeah, so that's clever.
Double your talking speed. So measure how long it takes you to say something now and practice saying it twice as fast.
Yeah. Why? What does that do?
It just gives people. Yeah, it's confidence.
It's confidence. It bamboozles people.
Confidence is key. If you come in and you talk at 100 miles an hour, as long as you're still coherent, people are like, this guy knows what he's talking about.
And you're always smiling and nodding a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I think is clever about the nod?
Is that even quick.
If you're saying something, you trick the other person into thinking you're agreeing with them.
Well, it's a bit like if someone's nodding at you, you find yourself nodding.
Yeah, and then you're like, I agree with this guy. He agrees with me. So. Yeah. I guess I agree too.
Yeah.
Well, because I guess becoming like a successful in the world of business relies on a lot of confidence and a lot of mind tricks.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. Well, you have to make something.
Now, there's a difference between becoming a successful businessman and becoming a Wolf of Wall Street and becoming a successful inventor. Yeah. They're not the one and the same.
What else are you going to do? Be businessy.
Invest in companies.
You've got to be able to sell swampland for top dollar.
I'm a big fan of Ryder's claim that investing doesn't work. Everybody that's ever become a successful billionaire has done it because they invented. Most people who invent something make nothing.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that invented the smiley face died in like poverty.
Well, at the moment, we all hate plastic and plastic's like the devil. And Dad and I the other day were trying to find a little brush and broom that you sweep up your last bit of dust. All plastic.
We
found in the end a brush which was wooden, but now we think every product that you can buy, someone needs to start to invent like
a non-plastic.
Yeah,
So
we were trying to find a metal tray.
Yeah.
You could find brush and broom, someone's got to invent. Just reinvent.
That's clever. They say we're not reinventing the wheel. Reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do it. Get on it.
A better wheel.
Yeah. Something I think, a little niche in the market that nobody's ever done anything with. You know when you have like the scoop and the brush?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think anybody's perfected that yet because there's nothing more frustrating than you scoop some dust into the pan and you get that line of dust.
It needs to be more flush.
Yeah, somehow.
It needs to go down to microscopic level so it just falls up.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more frustrating. To scoop it in feels like it should be one job.
And then you do it sideways and again. Yeah. The last little bit you just flick.
I won't notice.
Kick
absolutely.
It with your foot.
Yeah. Somebody's got it. That's something. Somebody should figure that out.
No, there is a really good one you can get from Bunnings.
Really? What makes
it? Like
is it a vacuum cleaner?
At the front.
So you're saying
vacuum cleaner doesn't solve that
your
problem.
Your advice to this guy. Is get rid of the last little bit of dust.
Guaranteed million, baby. Boom. No, I think I agree with you, Dad. I think a lot of it comes down to confidence.
Yeah, confidence.
Confidence is absolutely. Key.
Get a flush suit.
Yeah. Get a flush suit.
Great place to start.
Yeah.
Slick back your hair.
What about like get a gold sales. Bracelet.
Yeah. What about the guy coming in smoking a cigar? What do you think of that?
No, dated.
Well, it depends. What's he selling me? If a guy comes in with a cigar, if I'm introduced to a guy with a cigar, I'm like, this guy's important. If a guy with a cigar introduces himself to me, I'm like, this guy's not important.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
This guy thinks he's great.
Yeah.
Cigar, I would be too intrigued by the cigar. I'd be like, why are you smoking a cigar? Who smokes cigar?
What do you do? It's like midday. I feel like a cigar is an evening smoke. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, before bed.
Yeah. Cigar in bed.
Brush your teeth.
You're living a life.
Cup of tea. Straight to bed.
It's great to imagine someone puffing a cigar and drinking a cup of tea at the same time.
I imagine
or in the morning. Wake up.
Wake up, puff a cigar.
People who smoke have a cigarette with their morning coffee.
Yeah,
a funny scenario is the first time you've been with this woman.
Yeah.
You're having a cigarette. Yeah. You get out the big stogie.
Oh, yeah. That was really intense.
That was really good.
Going for the cigarettes and then seeing your pack of cigars and being like, no.
What does that mean? Like, this is the rolly.
Yeah, the rolly. whatever.
The rolly. It was fine. Right. It was okay. Better than nothing. Cigar.
We got the job done.
What does a pipe say?
Pipe. Yeah. Pipe's got to be
the
good.
Pipe's
better than cigars.
Yeah. Yeah. Pipe's paramount. But in the world of business, if a guy's smoking a pipe... I'm not as intrigued.
No, I think he was a bit up a wanker.
Yes.
If you smoked a pipe.
Yeah. So it's a bit
like, you don't actually like the pipe. You like people seeing you with that pipe.
Yeah.
You like the fact that you smoke a pipe.
I think it's age with the pipe. I think an old bloke with a pipe, you're like, this guy's old enough that he can enjoy, he can understand a pipe.
And he's been smoking a pipe since it was cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying a certain air of wisdom comes with the pipe.
I'm saying that you need a certain air of wisdom to properly use a pipe.
A 27-year-old with a pipe.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
Terrible. But
especially one of the curly pipes that sit, you hold like that. But and like not a, the like Popeye one.
But like say a 75-year-old fella with a pipe.
Mm.
You're like, oh, especially you go into his office, he's wealthy, and then he pulls out the pipe, you're like, he just wants to relax. I get that. Yeah, absolutely.
As long as he hasn't got the slippers on as well.
This is advice for in 50 years.
This is for advice once you've become a billionaire.
Start smoking a pipe now and eventually you'll be able to get away with it.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be good because when you can get away with it, you'll have practiced so much that it'll be completely natural for you.
Well, I think you've got to practice selling. Like, think of what the most rubbish
make
product.
Pipes. That's his thing.
Pipes and bring a little bit pipes. Of dust. That's your goal.
You've got pipes. They've been done.
No, but you've got to bring them back. That's all you have to do with anything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everyone's wearing 90s jeans now.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to bring them back. What about this? This is the classic thing, and I think they do it in Wolf of Wall Street. Right. Here is a pen.
Yeah.
Sell me that pen.
Yeah.
That's the classic trick.
That's what I was going to say.
Do you need a pen? Anyway.
Well, you have mine, so...
Well, see, I watched a video quite recently of someone trying to sell him a pen.
Yeah.
He doesn't say, this pen's amazing, this pen's great, you can do this. He says, what pen do you need?
Ah.
You say, I need a pen that writes. And I say, it writes.
That's pretty good. Tell you what I'd do.
What?
So give me the pen, say, sell me this pen.
Good catch.
This is an amazing catch. I thought, did he have a pen in his hand?
He's already got the slick persona.
But you got to ask me to sell you the pen.
Okay, so I'm going to sell me the pen.
No.
Why not?
That's mine.
But I want it.
Well, too bad.
It's such a good pen. Why would you sell it?
That's deal.
Why would you sell a great pen like this?
It's my pen now. I always thought that'd be a real funny thing to go to all of those, sign up for the marketing thing. They're like, sell this pen. No. And then in the end, you have 20 pens. Sell the pens in the parking lot. Bada bing, bada boom. But self-made millionaire.
Didn't they in about the 30s or something work out that you don't sell the product?
What do you sell?
You sell the
lifestyle. Or you sell how good you would yourself the person.
Yeah.
You actually sell your
who
customer.
Who you would be if you had this item.
Yeah. How good you would be if you had this.
That's where the sexy girl beside the car.
Yeah,
and the
that's
toolbox
right.
Absolutely.
Came in.
You're like, what if? Yeah. If I get that car.
Isn't it funny that cars like that, it's like car ads, they're not or get buy the car, you get the girl. It's families now.
Yes,
buy the
families.
Car and you'll have a great family, a cute dog, and you'll go camping every weekend.
But that is true.
But they're a good looking family.
Yeah, they're never an ugly family.
And a lovely dog coming along and the sun shining.
Buy this car and your family will finally be beautiful. Yeah. That or they try to sell the like you'll be a rugged man on an adventure.
Oh yes.
Buy this car.
I think both of these are a ute.
Or like sedans for the family.
So but if you're selling the pen, how are you going to...
You got to sell the lifestyle.
You got to sell...
You want to be a pen man? Do you want to be the kind of man about town who has a pen and can write whenever he needs to? Wouldn't you like that?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. That's sales.
That's the art.
Yeah. And it comes back to confidence. So if you say it quickly and you wear a suit and you smoke a cigar and someone introduces you, somebody comes up to you and they're like, would you like to buy this pen? Yeah. Oh, I'm bamboozled. I'll take it.
Because if you're actually selling what you deep down know is a dodgy product.
Yes.
Right. Say the pen or Swampland or whatever. You've got to actually not sell that product. You've got to sell what, like around the product.
Absolutely.
You know?
If you've got a patch of swampland, you're not selling, hey, would you like to live on this piece of swampland?
No.
You're selling, imagine your house living in this beautiful, lush environment.
So you'd have
plenty of wildlife.
Beautiful girls
swimming
in the swamp.
Covered in mud and debris.
So if I buy that swamp.
If you live in the swamp, maybe you'll get a beautiful swamp woman to live with you. Selling that swamp lifestyle. That's what it's about. Enjoy the swamp lifestyle. Look, I think this is all great advice. I hope that in 10 years when you are a millionaire, you can look back at this episode and be like, the hodgepodge of vague ideas Bailey Family Circus gave me. That was the true secret to my success. all right, our next question comes from Jacob on the Gmail. Jacob says, hey, Bailey Family. I recently had a birthday come and go, and I got some wonderful gifts. I did not, however, get the gift that I asked for. I'm not super angry about that. I appreciate what I got, but I was wondering if it would be rude to ask why they didn't give me the present I specifically asked for. All I asked for was a homemade coupon book. I'm not very materialistic, so I thought it would be a funny gift that was pragmatic and also wasn't huge or expensive. Keep up the good work, Bailey Family. P.S., if I may, can I make a stipulation that if Ryder wasn't paying attention, he has to do 25 jumping jacks on air? Thanks a lot.
I was actually very intrigued by that one.
This is right up
because I would be furious if I didn't get what I asked for.
Yeah.
Especially if I specifically said, and what's a coupon book?
So that would be like, I will do the dishes. Or I will give you...
I thought, you know those little books that old people have full of coupons for like Hungry Jack's?
Well, I think that's like a real one, but this is like a homemade coupon book. So it's like, I'll take you to dinner. Or,
that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I think that's really nice. And I think that makes it even ruder for someone not to make it.
That means they would rather spend money on something shitty than actually spend time with you.
Yeah. and I think...
They were like, oh, I'll be sitting there on a Thursday night, sitting down to watch my favourite show, and he'll ring up and say, you know, I want to go out for dinner tonight. I've like, got my coupon.
God damn. I think, though, I can imagine, like if to argue for the side of the person who maybe didn't get the present they want, imagine that you think, or you're interpreting, oh, I just want a homemade coupon book, in the same way someone might be like, oh, I don't want anything for my birthday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like maybe in your head you're like, oh, there's this really expensive gift that they want, but they feel bad asking for, and so they're asking for a coupon book as a kind of like, as a sort of like a peace offering. You know what I mean? Yeah. That kind of like.
Yeah, maybe, but.
I'm just like, I think I would be mad too, Jacob, but I think I'm just trying to figure out what the thought process is.
But maybe they're really uncreative. Like maybe they thought, if I get like a writing pad and I just scribble on, it's going to look really gross and not like much.
That's true, actually. If I had to write out like a fake coupon book, it wouldn't look nice. Like I'm not an artist. I don't think I could make it look good.
No, so all you'd do is you'd buy like little cardboard cards.
Yeah.
And then just frame them all nice and write it in nice.
But see, you've got nicer penmanship than me. And I don't think I could do the border in a way that looked good.
Oh, yeah.
But that shouldn't stop you.
I'll just text it to him.
But that's the thing. Like, if I knew that I was not going to make a perfect one, I could just write, like, get a texter. Da 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 da. There it is. Dad's shantytown keeps falling apart. You know what it is? The window's open.
No, it's not. I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Someone has built these cars. They're all got a scoop in them.
They do.
On purpose.
Adam!
Adam, you son of a bitch.
Just before he left, he came in here and rolled.
Yeah, not having any more shanty towns built. So what?
He's anti-shanty.
He's anti-shanty. So what would your advice be to Jacob then? What do you think
Ask.
Yeah, I suppose. That's
because he didn't actually ask for...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Something that costs money, it's very fair to ask.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
if he asked for, like, you know, a $200 something and then be like, why didn't you spend the money on this? And that would be rude, but he didn't. He asked for...
Yeah, something very simple. Yeah. Also, I think there's something to, like, and I guess we don't have the context for this, but if you're like, hey, for my birthday, could I just get a homemade coupon book? And someone says yes. Do you know what I mean? Like, was it a definite, I want this, and then there was the other side of the thing being like,
yeah, sure, no worries, yeah.
That will happen.
Yeah. Did he say what he wanted? So maybe he's like wanted a coupon for a Porsche.
Yeah.
So what? I just want a
coupon for an overseas holiday.
I don't want the Porsche. Don't spend the money.
Yeah. That's so funny.
When I need the Porsche, I'll.
Jacob's like, I only get one present every birthday. How do I ensure that I get multiple presents for a long period of time? Yeah. But it seems weird. I can't imagine a scenario where you ask for a coupon book in a way that doesn't give the people you're asking like an opportunity to say yes or no.
Yeah.
Like, I could never be like, oh, hey, for my birthday, I wouldn't mind a coupon book. Don't say anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how do you not get an acknowledgement?
I don't know.
Well, he probably did, honestly, but they were just too lazy to do it. Do
you reckon that's what I think it is. Yeah.
I think also...
They just couldn't have the time or they...
Yeah, fair.
They don't love you.
Also, I think you're all... You're not helping this guy because you're all focusing on the wrong end of the problem. The birthday's over. He didn't get what he wants.
Yeah.
Right, from whoever. So whoever it is that he thinks should have given him the coupon book, he needs to... butter up to them and be friendly and say, what would you like for your birthday?
Revenge.
And then don't get it.
Oh, man.
Or get them a coupon book.
Yeah. It's so powerful to ask someone what they – intentionally ask them what they want for their birthday and get them something completely different.
But the next year, give everyone, a coupon book.
And have every single coupon say, be nice to me.
Lots of eye contact when they open it.
I know
this is a great idea.
Every coupon says, get Jacob what he wants for his birthday.
I know you said you wanted a watch. But I got you a coupon book.
I just thought I'd get you what I think you want, a coupon book. But it's a classic situation, isn't it? Somebody, you ask for something for your birthday and you get what the person buying thinks is appropriate.
Thinks you said.
Yeah.
We just had this conversation recently that we're finished with birthday presents, aren't we?
Yes.
Like not us, these four people in this room, but we're going to say we don't want presents anymore.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't. I don't need, it's not something I'm looking forward to, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You hit a certain age where a present is just like, it's almost a hassle.
Well, I was saying when we were talking about this, I would rather not get the present than have to thank them for the present.
Yes, me too.
Because having to go up and say, oh, thanks
absolutely
for the present. It's really what I wanted.
And it kind of,
it's too much effort.
And what's crazy is that it actually doesn't matter if you mean it or not.
Like, no.
I've gotten presents that I've said thank you for and it was fake. And I've got presents that I said thank you for and it was real. And the reaction you get is the same no matter what.
Yeah.
Everybody's just like really happy the transaction's over. That's what it always feels like.
Yeah.
You're like, thanks so much for the present. And they're like, that's okay. And everyone's like,
we're done.
Thank God we can stop
and we're
talking
done. And we're out.
It. Yeah. We're out. We don't have to mention it anymore. It's crazy. Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if we lived in a world where you just didn't have to say thank you? You didn't have to do anything. Yeah. They give you the present and you're just like, good. And
you get to move on. You shouldn't have to give any thanks. Otherwise, it's not a gift. If someone gives you a gift, it's a gift. They don't have to get anything in return.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not a transaction.
Yeah, it shouldn't be one, for sure.
Yeah.
You should say thank you.
I think you should say thank you.
It's nice to say thank you.
If you're right there with them, say thank you.
You don't want to be like, yes, and just take it away.
Particularly if you know they've put some thought into it.
I know. I think that's... I mean, of course people should say thank you, but shouldn't
there shouldn't be an expectation of a thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is a complicated line to walk.
I mean, you know, really you're meant to write little letters and post them in the mail.
To write a letter, that is insane.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, that's
I don't know
too
if
much.
I've ever received a gift good enough to deserve
a letter. When is something that you need to thank? When someone does something for you. I think a favour.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. A favour, definitely. If someone goes out of their way when they don't have to. Yeah. So a birthday, someone has to get you a present.
Yeah.
Because social decorum dictates that they do. But if somebody is like I think a thank you comes in simpler places, less dramatic. If I get here and to work and Zambit makes a coffee for himself and me without asking, that gets a thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Because he didn't have to do that, but he did out of kindness.
What if he doesn't make the coffee for you?
Well, that's
fine. What do you say? What? No coffee?
Where's my coffee?
Like when I first came to your house.
Mm. Oh, here we go.
The first time I've ever been to your house, he goes into the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like there's a bench. I'm on the other side of the bench. Chatting to me the whole time, he makes a sandwich and then eats it. Doesn't offer me
a champ.
That probably wasn't enough for you, knowing my house.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, whoa.
Did you want a sandwich?
I wouldn't have minded a sandwich.
You wouldn't have said no. If a sandwich had come your way, you wouldn't have minded.
Yeah. I have amazing. A friend that doesn't think.
Really? He's a no-thanker?
Just doesn't thank.
Wow.
I've shouted him lunch.
Is there just nothing? No acknowledgement?
Like, we'll be there. Mm-hmm. I'll pay. And then he'll be like, all right, and we'll go.
Wow.
No cheers, no nothing. No.
But you know what? I really get that because then the thanking is really complicated. It's like, gee, thanks so much. Like, how do you thank? And then you've got – there's like this whole process. So – I go, thanks, Rides, for paying. That was really nice of you. Go, no worries. No, like it was really like.
I see.
Well, no.
You should just say, thanks, mate.
Yeah, that's all. That's all you want.
Absolutely.
So, cheers for that.
Sometimes Zamet will buy, if we're going somewhere and Zamet's getting like, I don't know, he's getting a meal and I'm just getting a coffee.
Yeah.
Zamet will pay for the coffee. And all he'll get from me is, oh, cheers, man. Mm. And that's
all you need.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
But just a slight acknowledgement. You did this for me. It's cool.
Yeah, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Appreciation's very important. Showing appreciation.
But you don't want to be an overthinker. That is the opposite.
Yeah, an overthinker. Really?
That he will. Next time, be very adamant of paying me back.
I get that.
I don't like to have a debt.
I kind of like that.
I like people having debts for me. I like being owed.
I thought, Mom, you were like, I don't like having a debt. And Dad was like, I thought Dad was going to be like, don't mind having a bit of debt.
Mortgage is great.
Being in debt to someone, not too bad.
Wow.
I think that there's a split there in the thankers. I think there's an overthanker, which is different to a I got to pay your backer.
Well, I got to pay your backer is I don't want this charity.
Yeah.
Somehow they feel like they're not good enough to pay or to get stuff.
For me, it's I don't want to forget and then I don't want them to go, geez, I paid last time but they didn't.
That's where, and this is a concept, I don't know why it's called this, but a friend of mine introduced this to me, bubblegum tax. Mm. And bubblegum tax is his word or his phrase to refer to in a group of friends, occasionally you pay for each other's stuff.
Yeah.
You don't go, I paid for this, so you pay for that. You just go, thanks for that. Don't worry, man. Bubblegum tax. Mm. And then the next time down the track, presumably at some point, you'll buy something for them.
I love that.
That's bubblegum tax.
Yeah.
It's just you're part of the same friendship group and you all care about each other. So you buy stuff for each other.
Going out for lunch or dinner with someone, one person, not everyone, I'll always pay. I like it. It's a nice feeling.
It's a kind thing to do. You can do it on a smaller scale as well. Like if I'm going out to the shops, I'll be like, does anybody want anything?
Yeah.
And you bring back someone a Coke and it's $3 of your money, but they're like, oh, hooray, happy, a Coke.
I know.
Yeah. So
you get more than $3. Back.
Exactly.
Yes.
So look, Jacob.
Wait. Dad once didn't get the present that he thought he was.
Yes. This story has an emotional attachment
story
to me.
Yeah.
And I was a bit delusional, but I wanted a pedal car.
Yeah.
And so anyway, one day when I got home or whatever, my parents said, "There's a big present for you." And of course, I thought, "Oh, finally, it's my pedal car." And it was from this guy that we hardly knew.
Yeah.
Right. There's no reason he would suddenly give me a pedal car. But
so it wasn't your birthday or anything?
No. It must have been my birthday. It must have been my birthday. Anyway, there was this.
That makes sense.
I saw this package wrapped up on the table.
Yeah.
But I'd been outside playing and my mum made me go and wash my hands in the bathroom. So I rushed down and was really excited because I thought it's definitely a pedal car.
Yeah.
You know?
It was completely What shape was it?
It was flat.
Okay. But I guess you could have thought maybe it was you got to build it like flat.
Well, I'm about five or something, so you know, I had no concept of geometry.
It was all 5 year olds don't, for sure.
So I rushed back to the table and ripped the paper off, and it was a painting that this guy had done of a little fishing boy who was fishing. Right?
Wow.
I don't know why. So that was being disappointing for me, but in a way, I mean, we've still got the painting and it spent its life in writer's room for years.
Yeah, we still got the painting, and if you had a pedal car, maybe we wouldn't have the pedal car.
That's right. We wouldn't have the pedal car. So, yeah. So
but how did you handle that as a little kid?
I don't know. I think I still said – I don't, possibly, because I cried a lot in those days.
Yeah, fair.
So I probably cried. And then my parents would have said, what's wrong? What an unappreciative little pain in the ass.
You got a painting?
Every five-year-old painting.
They love paintings. I know.
Yeah.
Every time seeing that painting in the house, it's got such a sad aura.
Yeah.
It represents Dad's childhood disappointment.
I never got a pedal car.
Oh,
we got to get you one.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind one now.
We got to get you a pedal car to put you in. Oh, man, so tragic.
Yeah, anyway. So getting the gift you don't want is
it's rough.
You know, I feel for this person.
Well, there you go, Jacob.
We should form a club.
So our next question comes from a lad in the Gmail. They say, says, hi all, especially Adam. He's not even here.
Not here.
I'm 22 and I've recently lost a testicle due to some pretty fun, by fun I mean very painful, stuff kind of just randomly happening to me. I know Jackson's
fun.
I assume they're sarcastically saying it was fun. Yeah. I know Jackson also lost one, and I was wondering if I could get some advice on how to and whether I should tell people when they ask and such. I'm not sure if people will think of me differently.
You got two testicles.
Hey, dude. How you doing? Lovely mini. You got two knots? Real quick, just before we move on.
I imagine that, like, you know when you go to the bank or some official thing and you're giving some identifications. What's Jackson Bailey, living 20 Minutes Bridge Road, whatever.
Knots.
Do you flop it onto the bench? Do you flop it onto the bench and prove it? Or
you flop it onto the bench, they pull it through the little slot, count it up, push it back.
How many balls? One.
How many balls? One, yeah, just the one. Lad, for me, it's been, like, I'm very lucky. It's been such a non-issue. For me, it's been nothing but funny, really, like... and also, like
got a lot of miles out of it.
I have. I've gotten
comedy
years
miles.
Of comedy out of only having one testicle. And like we were saying before, it's pretty rare for it to come up because even in a situation where someone might see your testicles, I have a fake one, so you might have a fake one too. So they won't even know unless you let people know.
So here's a question, Jack.
Sure,
because you've got.
I have
such
one note.
Joy out of it.
Yes,
right?
I truly have.
Well, you recommended the doctor says that when he's.
Yes. Oh, you've got tests. I'm so sorry. You're going to lose a knot, but don't worry. Some of my
patients use it for comedy.
Have. It's really worked in their favor. They get a lot of mileage out of it. They make a lot of jokes out of it. So I'm just going to let you know that it's a tragedy, but also there is an upside.
They're going to have a little book of one ball jokes that they like pass little, on in the package.
A little pamphlet that says something like how to get the most out of your one nut or something. there's not like, again, I just can't really think of a moment where it's the kind of thing, I guess, that, because everybody knows it about me because I'm so vocal about it, sometimes meeting new people, my friends will be like, hey, Jackson's got one testicle. Tell the story of it or whatever. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Here's the classic tale.
So there you go. Icebreaker at parties.
Yeah. Oh, hey, how you doing? One nut. Whoa.
Hey, everyone. This guy.
Hey, everyone. This guy's got one nut. Yeah. And the party rushes and gathers around you to learn more.
To be regaled by the one nut stories.
It's one of those injuries that is, it's not, look, it's not a shark's scar, you know. It's not a cool facial scar, but it comes with a little bit of cred, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Because it's unique, but it's not life threatening. So you can kind of just you can kind of ride the fame of it a little bit. Of all the kind of like lost limbs. Limbs a bit much. Of all the lost body parts, it's a bit interesting. It's always going to intrigue people.
And it's not anywhere where people are freaked out.
That's right.
It's not like a lost eye where they're like trying not to look at it.
That's
right. Like, they'll never see it. And so you can.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And well, when you say I've only got one ball, do people's eyes slowly go?
I assume every time I say I've only got one ball, everybody for a brief moment imagines my scrotum. I just have to assume for a brief moment everyone's like, huh.
Do you notice them have a weak glance down south?
I never see a weak glance, but there's always a faraway look in their eyes for about a second where they're like, let me just picture what that might look like. And then I'm back. People are intrigued definitely about the situation.
Let me recommend when you see a weak glance, next time say, sure, you can look at it.
Which one? Have a feel. Which one?
Which one you guess? Do you reckon it could be?
One of these things is not like the other. Left or
right.
It's a really interesting texture, the fake one. It feels heaps like an eraser. So I wish that I lived in a world where it was socially acceptable to be like, because say you lost an eye, right?
Yeah.
You might with your close friends pop your glass eye out and be like, have a feel of this.
Yeah.
But with a nut, you can't really be like, let me just pop out the fakie. Just feel it because it's intriguing. It's real. It's a unique feel. See, it's up your alley, I guess.
So can you feel it more when you're walking more than your other one?
No, I can't feel it when I'm walking, but I know there's a size difference, which is intriguing. Yeah.
That's rude of them.
The fake one is bigger than the real one, I think.
Right.
And I notice it. I had to go to that faraway place. But something that I notice, and not to get too graphic, is in the heat, and it's heating up now, so it'll happen. Scrotums, they droop with the heat. They accommodate.
Yeah.
And typically your nut, your testicle, will droop as well. Mm. But my fake one doesn't. It just stays up high. So I get this weird uneven sag come the summertime.
Does it make you walk funny? Or
no, I don't notice it unless I'm getting in the shower or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, there it is. It's my uneven testicles.
Well.
So, like, look, lad, you're going to get heaps of my. If you're the kind of person, and you basically got two directions you can go here. Either it's the kind of thing that you don't talk about too much, and that's fine because nobody's going to talk about it with you.
Yeah.
If people do talk about it, you can either answer just honestly and seriously, or you can make light of it. And if you're willing to make light of it, there's a lot of mileage to be had. But if you don't want to make light of it, again, it's the kind of thing that is probably not going to get discussed that much in your life.
Do you think Lad is talking about, like, so you're with your partner when you lost yours, but meeting a new person and then having to say, by the way.
Well,
but does he?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's the kind of thing where you don't necessarily have to bring it up.
On his Tinder bio.
One nutted lover looking for a mate. I don't think it's the thing you necessarily have to bring up. And I think if you do bring it up, the kind of person that's going to be like, whoa, well, this is over. It's probably not the kind of person you want to be dating. What an insane thing for someone to say. Only one nut? Sorry, I need a whole nutted man or I'm not involved. That's just a baffling situation to find yourself in.
Yeah.
So I think by and large, you're going to be okay, lad. Like I said, make light of it if you can. And if you can't, it's probably not going to be a massive feature of your life. So I hope that helps. And before we go, Dad, can we get that card clue one more time?
Card clue is fantastic Richmond Tigers.
Yes, fantastic Richmond Tigers. Yeah. And Rides, can we get those card clues, those color clues one more time?
It feels mellow, sounds like the ocean, tastes like flavored ice, and smells like vanilla.
Oh, good luck. If you can figure out any of them, please chuck it up on the Discord or Facebook or tweet us. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
And I've been Ryder.
And if you've got any questions you'd like us to answer, please email us at baileyfamilycircus@gmail.com or message us on the Discord or on the Facebook group or anywhere you know we'll see it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.